Hello.
Yo.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hang on. See me?
Perfect, dude. Yeah.
Sick. Hang on, you're
How's it
real
going?
quiet. Hang on.
Okay.
Sick. Well, good?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. You, man?
Good. Good, man. Yeah. Excited for EKC?
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm hyped for that. Last year I was fucking sick for
Yeah.
I need to be like, I need to be hella frugal at the moment because, like, to get afford like all that trips and stuff, it's gonna be insane.
Yeah. What was it like last year?
Oh, dude, last year that was my first time going outside the UK for an event. That was like so surreal going to that. It was like, I think it was like around the same, maybe a bit smaller than NACO. It's pretty big. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah. Yeah, then you went to battle, right?
I didn't go back. I went to NACO.
NACO. Okay, so what was like in the European versus like American event, like what's the main difference? Is it really similar or are there pretty like stark differences?
Well, like the only American event I've been to is NACO, so I only have that to go off. But
Yeah.
like obviously NACO was like professional event, like you stayed at the venue. That was weird for me. Like it was so sick. Like you're in a room and you're like 20 meters away from everybody else.
Yeah.
I feel there is a difference, I feel, in the community, in like the American community and the European community, if I'm honest. Not like in obviously in no bad or good ways. It's just, yeah, it's different, I feel. Like yeah, it's hard to put like an actual thing on it, but it's like it's a different vibe, I think, in a European event.
Europeans are just chiller or what?
Not like chilling, not in any like, not in any way. I don't
Bad or good
know.
way, but it's just a difference. But like, yeah, I mean, well, how would you put it?
I'm trying to think of a good way. It's like, I feel like also the European community is like just a bit older, maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot, because when anybody would like think of a kendama, they'd think the community is really young. But like in the European, there's it's all quite old, like mid 30s, maybe like late 20s.
Oh, damn.
Whereas when I went to NACO, there's like late teens and like early to
Yeah.
20s people, I think.
Is American community more
That's
competitive?
kind of like the only way.
Gotcha.
I reckon that is another thing. I feel like there's a bit more of a seriousness around the comp. I don't
Really?
know. Maybe because like, I don't know. Because also, yeah, I feel because it's a bigger title. Like that's one thing, like champion for that year. Whereas at least I don't know. Some people might have taken EKC quite seriously. Oh, there
Yeah.
definitely were people that take it seriously. But
But
yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
there were more Americans that were like really grinding for comp, like getting ready and like more serious about it.
Yeah, like obviously, I Zach and like the sweet slot, they were really into it. And there's a bunch of the soul lot there that were like grinding. Like, Indeed,
Calvin.
never. Yeah, Kelvin and Alex were
Yeah.
like on it. They were honed as soon as like. That they were at the hotel, they were like on the tricks. I tried practicing them for them for a bit. I couldn't keep up. Like we were going for the trick list, and they were like bang, bang, bang. I was like on the same trick for like 10 tries, and they were like one or two tries in each one. I was like, okay, I
Yeah.
gotta do something else.
Yeah, so but you're excited for EKC this year? You think it's gonna be good?
I can't wait. Like, yeah. I feel like it's going to be even bigger this year because obviously last year was the first year it happened since COVID. So now I think a lot of, because it was last year, I think it was definitely very European apart from like the salt. Well, actually, no, those salt and sweets were there. So I don't know if that's not true. But I feel like there's going to be even more like American
More
players there this
global.
year. Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Because it
Do you
kind of
want to
made a
go
name
with
for itself last year.
Yeah, and I think I know Tio's doing a really good job, and he mentioned that too, how much bigger it's going to be. It sounds like it's going to be a
Yeah,
lot
he
bigger.
crushed
I'm
it.
excited. Yeah, because I'm going to be going, and then the Lotus team's
That's
going to
hype
be doing a
anyway.
little like EU tour around it. So yeah, I'm
Sick.
excited. But do you want to go through like how you found Kendama, you know, how long that was ago, and just, you know, your experience with Kendama and how old you are now and stuff like that?
For sure. Yeah. So, what actually got me into Kendama, I kind of just I saw, well, obviously I saw that, I think loads of people have seen it. It's like the most popular Kendama video. You know, that Kumar Films Kendama Ninja video. It's got like 5 million
Yeah.
views on YouTube. So I saw that when I was like, I think, just like, because I was always kind of into just skill toys, and I saw that and I thought it was cool. I didn't really think much of it, if I'm honest. Because I feel like that video doesn't really show what Kendama is. It was kind of more like freestyle dance. Well, not to put down that somewhat Kendama, it just wasn't like the mainstream of Kendama. So I kind of saw that, thought it was cool, and didn't really think of it much of it. And then like 2 years passed. I think it was like, it was so I started playing November of 2017. So I was like 12, and I saw this it's like they reposted someone's clip on their Instagram account. I think it was one of the Japanese kid, Sweets. He was on the Sweets Japan team. I don't remember his name. I don't think he posts anymore. I'm gonna kick myself remembering his name, and I don't think I'll be able to pronounce it even if I did remember it. But yeah, he posted like an insane, just like just the taps and juggles Ken line, and that's like, I was like, oh damn, that's cool. So I just went on Amazon and bought the first one I saw.
What was that one?
And then, so it was a black royal. I've got a royal here. They're actually a company based in the UK, and because today, as soon as I searched up on Amazon, they were just like the first ones that came up. It was a really like old shape. I don't think they're still around anymore. I think they still sell them, but I don't think they're active, if you know what I mean. But like no sticky paint, no nothing, just a black ball, like Azura style Ken. So I played with that for a while, just cups, usual stuff, like then I found, I'm just looking at my rack over there of like Kendamas, that's what I'm looking at. And then I went to a corner shop at like in the like down my road, and like for some reason they just had two, so I bought one there, which is like so lucky. Since then, I've seen like one other place that has sold a Kendama since I started playing, and I bought those last two in stock. They haven't restocked them since then. That was 5 years ago or 6 years ago. So I got those last two. They were just like, I've got it. All right, hang on. This is my second one. Annoyingly, I gave that first blue one away, but this is my second one. Got it,
Damn,
might as well use my
bro.
car. It's like, it's just got that on it. No, no brand. It's like I think it's Riley's Kendama or something. I don't know. But yeah, no branding, no nothing. No sticky paint. But I just searched those two for like, so I started November, I searched them till Christmas before I got the next one, because I asked for some.
Did you have friends, or were you just by yourself?
Yeah, I got one kid into it. He played for like a few months and then he just stopped. But yeah, I played by myself for a few months. I got like, actually no, I got another person into it on like the day I started playing, and we were just doing cups together. But like, I don't, none of them really got into it that seriously, if you know what I mean.
So
But
you're
then yeah, then I,
17 now?
yeah, I'm 17.
Okay.
But then I played a bit. I got a Cushion V7 Prime Custom for Christmas that year, which I was hyped on. So then I just played for a bit more, and I flipped all these kids at a trampoline park, and over time they got really into it. We all had really into it. We actually made a team account and other stuff. That's all dead now. But yeah, that was really fun. I had a group of like, at one point there was like 100 kids. or like close to like not 100, like close to like 50, maybe like 80 kids with a kendama in Bristol, which is where I live. Just
Really? All
from
from you?
mostly I think, yeah. Well, obviously, then
You
other
started
people
it and
with
then
it.
other people would.
I had that group, and then obviously we were always playing at this trampoline park, and obviously kids saw us playing and just bought one. There was like a few months in like 2018 where you could just see a kid that you've never seen before have a kendama. Well, that's happened, like that happened a few times. That made us feel pretty cool. That was like only for like a few months, and it was just dead, I think.
And it just
Like
stopped.
some so but there are some kendamas floating around that people have in their houses, which is cool, I guess. But yeah, at the moment, none of those people play anymore. Which kind of there's a few of them that stuck around for a bit longer, like, but then they kind of stopped in like 2020, maybe, yeah, 2021.
So when did you you were doing cups and everything, then when did you kind of start being part of the community and maybe not posting, but like aware that there was like a Nick Gallagher and there's competitions and like there's a community and Instagram and stuff? Like when would that happen?
I think I was pretty good at things with the community. Like as soon as I started playing, like in November of 2017, went on Instagram, followed a bunch of people. Because the Royal, the company that I got my first kendama off, they were actually local. They were they the owner was in, or one of the some of the players were in Bristol. So they had like monthly jams, which I was really grateful for. And then my first jam was in like January of 2018. So I learned some bunch of tech stuff off them, like technical, like just lock cups and stools and stuff. But yeah, I
Damn.
think when I was always aware of, because I was always really active on Instagram before Kendama and just all that stuff. So when I found it, I was like, okay, what's the scene here?
So yeah, I mean, it's funny because I haven't really played around a lot of shops. Like the only shop that I have really experienced is a Crom shop because I'm in Copenhagen a lot. And every time I'm going there, especially with Marcus, like there's a few new kids, a few of the same kids. But it sounds like, and these kids obviously they just started, they're like newer in the scene. But it sounds like you were kind of just one of those kids, like 2017. You got a kendama, and then you kind of went to the shop like 2 months after you started playing, but then you just freaking stuck with it and kept progressing, right? Like,
I mean, there was no physical shop. It was
okay.
online. It was just like in a field the jams were. It was
Oh,
like
yeah. Okay, I got you. But still, it's so interesting. You started so late, like 2017, almost 2018.
2018. I started when I was 12 in 20 yeah 27 2017 yeah
So, do you feel like when you logged on Instagram, you saw like Dwesty doing crazy stunt fasts, like that you
Yeah.
had to catch up? Do you have that feeling of trying to catch up to like the meta?
That's a good question. I kind of never really, I think I did compare myself, but like, I don't know. It all seemed just so like different, a different thing being that good. Like, I didn't even think that that was like me gonna be possible. So I was like, I was having fun with it. I think the main thing that kept me playing was that group of friends that I had. We would go out, film, like do a bunch of stuff, like hang out like a group of friends would, and just like and but the kendama was like the center point of the activity that we would do.
Those are the friends at the trampoline park that played till 2020.
Yeah, there was only like two that played till 2020. The rest kind of died down in like end of 2018 to maybe mid 2019.
Did you have a hobby before? Like, were you doing like trampoline flip stuff before Kendama?
So actually I scooted before
Scooter
anything. I scooted
kid.
like yeah I was a scooter kid. I'm out of myself out here now. I scooted when I was like literally from like seven, like maybe five even, to when I was like to when I was like 12. I got pretty good nearing the end. I could like, yeah, I could do some tricks. I could use like triple whip and like almost
Damn.
bri. Well, I wasn't like good, but I wasn't like nothing. But yeah, I stopped doing that when I was like 12. And I started doing flips, and that's when I went to that gym and met a bunch of kids.
Okay. So like being a scooter kid, you're kind of familiar with like the scene and progressing and like companies and sponsorships and like running for a trick. And so then your friends were like, okay, what's a new hobby? And that's when Kendama came into play. So you're like, you have an idea of like what to do, kind of.
I always was one of those kids that had just like a hobby from like, because obviously I went through the whole rotation of skill toy phases as well. I did balisong and fingerboarding for a few months, stuff like that.
Okay.
I did cubing for a bit as well. Like,
Okay.
I did all those things where it's like landing something and like, yeah, getting stuff and like filming it and then posting that as a clip.
Gotcha. Yeah. So then it just kind of transferred to Kendama.
And I think the thing that really what really hooked me straight away was like the definitive like landing of a trick. Like you spike it, that counts as a trick. That closes it off almost.
Gotcha.
Like
Yeah. With scooter and with flipping, there's no like spike. It's just, I guess, I mean, more so with scooter, you land it and you ride off, you know,
And
like.
also no, that's what also hooked me with them, like the definitive line, because the scooter, you land both feet on the deck counts. With flipping, you land on your feet, your hand don't touch the ground. That
Yeah.
lands, that counts.
But I guess like there's a big difference between like balisong and cardistry, where those are different things because it's more creative, where
Yeah, for
you're
sure.
not landing a trick, sort of like you kind of are, but there's not like, okay, done, you know, like Kendama is.
I get you.
I think that makes Kendama super unique, you know, the fact that there is like there's I always tell people there's no rules, do whatever you want, but if you want to land the trick, you got to spike it. So there's one rule, and I think that kind of makes it special, you know?
That's what really like interested me. It's like, yeah, you count, that counts. That's like, that's it.
Yeah. So what kept you going? Because nowadays you're doing like really great tricks that are is pushing the game or close to pushing the game. You know, like you're a top player who's hitting like the top
Oh,
tricks.
thank you.
Yeah, I mean like late flips and goons and whatever it is, like, you know, like so how'd you get to that point and what brought you to that point? You know, is it just yeah.
So I feel like COVID played a big part in it. I think it's got to, because before COVID, I was like, I don't know, 13, 14 before COVID started, which is weird to think about, but like I was kind of just playing for fun, or like not what I still am playing for fun, but like I was it was still just like that thing that I would do with some people, and it would just be a thing that we did whilst we hang out and like
Yeah.
film some tricks, stuff like that. And then obviously COVID happened, and a bunch of people died off. And then there was one or two that stuck around, and that's when we kind of really like got into like grind started grinding for like tricks. It was like me and one other person, that kind of just like in COVID, just we met up most days and just grinded, like one of the last people that stuck around in that group of kids. But yeah, that's when we really got hooked and started like wanting to get harder tricks and wanting to really improve and stuff like
Can you
that.
think of the tricks that you were going for at the time?
The one that really was at the back of my mind for like the most of COVID was, well, the most of the start of COVID was pull up, Ken flip, Ken flip, Ken flip, juggle, Ken flip, Ken flip, Ken flip. So
Yeah.
Ken, jug, Ken, spike. And that I was trying that for a few hours a day for like half a year almost. That
Holy
was
shit,
like,
dude.
well, that
Yeah.
might be a bit of an exaggeration, but like I was trying it a lot, like not every day, but like few hours for like for like half the
Yeah.
year almost.
Just honing in on the Ken flips.
Yeah, that's what really got me on Ken flips as well. Before that, I got pull up Ken Ken juggle, Ken Ken stricter bird.
Okay.
This was when Micah's series was coming out, so that really inspired me.
Yeah.
Because he was obviously po he posted the Ken 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 juggle Ken 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 stricter bird, and
Yeah.
that's still one of my favorite tricks I think probably ever done. That's like that blew me away.
Yeah.
And that's what made me want to do the Ken 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 juggle Ken 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 just the spike, and that's what kind of hooked me for those 6 months just trying that trick. But I also, yeah, that's when goons was starting to come around, so I was trying those a bit, just really bad late goons. I don't know, it was just when I was just starting to get properly not beginner at all the new gen stuff. Like I could start to do more than like two tap. I could
Yeah.
start to like yeah, I could start to actually start putting together a bit more creative lines almost.
Yeah. Do you have to kind of battle like because you're newer and I feel kind of the same way, even though I started in 2015, 2016. You know, I wish that I started way back in the day because then I'd be kind of like really caught up. But do you battle like the fact that you're grinding for tricks that have already been done when you want to be pushing never before done tricks?
That is the bit that kind of really like in like because I'm really not a good competitor. I feel like I'm getting better, but like it's definitely not my strong suit. So yeah, I do really like trying to just get really good tricks. Like sometimes it can come become a get a bit like not unhealthy, but just like a bit in your head and stuff, which I'm trying to like improve on at the moment. But like I do try to like that is the bit that I can't word it right, but like really going for something that I'm gonna be proud of to like post as like a thing that I
Yeah.
can look back on and be like, I put work into that, and now it's just a thing that I can like on
Yeah.
my Instagram or like yeah on a thing.
Yeah. It's not fair
If that makes
because
any sense.
Alex Mitchell has been playing for so long and he grinded so hard at 12 years old. Like his like okay tricks it takes an hour to do are just absolutely insane, border or whatever. And like our level of like okay tricks is just so many more people can do it, you know, just because of the time, you know.
I definitely get that.
But it's one of those things that I think is a challenge for every single person who didn't start and then kept grinding 10 years ago, which is only a few people, you know. But I think about this a lot, and I feel like one way that you can kind of make a name for yourself, and then maybe, you know, also this is a personal thing too to be happy with, is focus on one concept that if you focus really hard on, you can be the best, or you can really be pushing the game. For you, do you feel like what concept do you feel like you're the best at? Is it Ken flips, or is it, yeah.
I feel like it's got to be either Ken flips. I'm pretty good, I feel like, at doing just tricks straight to spike. That if that kind of makes sense. Like I feel like I'm that's what really interests me personally, because first of all, like I just like the feeling of like I hate missing a spike on something that like annoy like just like that really gets me. Like doing just like a like that happened recently. I did triplet goon straight to bird, and I missed the spike twice on that, and it's just a bird. Just
Oh,
because the
from bird,
shakes get
yeah.
me so much, or just like yeah, lengthy combo to like Luna in or like Lighthouse in or like something like that. So I just like the feeling of like that's the hard bit, and it could just slap, and that's it. Like, and the feeling of that is just way better. And plus, I just like the way those tricks look a bit better, like. Trip Ken, bam, Ken Ken Ken, bam, or like triplet goon on,
Right, I feel
kind
you. Yeah, I definitely noticed that from your tricks
of.
that it
Oh, thank
is
you.
not a lot of like juggles out. Or yeah, it's like yeah, it that's interesting. When I first saw you, I think like I saw you before this. I kind of knew that there was some like young grinder over in England, like catching up,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
And
thank
then
you.
I saw like Finn Pounds posted in a group chat, like, oh my God, Tom just did, I think it was Trip Ken juggle, late Ken. Or was
Trip
that,
Ken.
or did you do Ken juggle Ken? Because I might have been mistaken.
Yeah, I did that a lot. Yeah, Ken juggle, Ken switch spike.
Okay. And that was
That was one of the cars
okay.
grinding.
When was that?
That was
COVID. Yeah.
1st of September 2020. Yeah,
Okay. So, holy shit.
that's why I posted it.
All right, gotcha. So in 3 years, you basically went from big cup to that crazy banger. That's crazy.
That trick is probably still one of my favorite tricks I posted, just
Okay.
purely because it took so long. Like obviously what it's not I've done way better tricks now, but like
Yeah.
just for me, like it I was grinding that for so long. First, my phone was on 1% when I got it. I had no
Yeah.
portable charge and no nothing. And it as soon as I got it, it started hammering down the rain. But like the Ken flips are perfect, but like I caught each one like cleanly.
Yeah.
And it just went on. And that's just like that's kind of really what like yeah, one of the best feelings I've had when I've got a trick, just that trick.
Yeah. So you're really happy about that.
Yeah, I like that trick a lot.
Yeah. What are some more pro like really proud tricks that you've hit that recently, like that you think back on?
That's tough. I don't know, like playing a lot recently. Like I feel like I've been playing more than I ever have actually recently. So like I did five Ken flip juggle, five Ken flip birds,
Yeah,
which
damn,
ironically is a
bro.
bird trick, which I just said I didn't like, but I really like that one. That was
But it's still one of
that
those
was
where it slaps, like you hit it.
yeah.
Yeah.
But then I didn't miss the spike as well, which is
Yeah.
good. I got it. I got the spike. Yeah, that was a good one. I caught the Ken like this with my pinky in front of the thing, which was really sketch, but like I went on. So like I don't know. I when I went into that trick, I was like, okay, I'm probably not gonna hit it today. It was my first day trying that trick. I was like, I'm probably not gonna hit it today, but I'll just see what happens. And like 3 hours in, I got it, which was nice.
Wow. Do you so you're doing a lot of like Ken flip juggle Ken flip something, right? Like those are similar
Yeah, I
tricks.
really like that trick. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that inspired from Micah? Because Micah does that a
Yeah,
lot too.
yeah,
Not to say that
yeah.
other people don't do it, but
It's yeah, Micah. I think Micah is the reason I kind of got into those types of tricks.
okay. What
Like,
do you like about him?
definitely. Just his style of tricks, I feel
Yeah.
like more, it's just those Ken the Ken flip tricks, like the certain number of Ken flip juggle, certain number of Ken flip, bam. That I
Yeah.
like that genre of tricks really interests me. I feel just because, I don't know, it just I like kind of like the shape of it. I kind of like just like that's like I even before. Like 2018, I grinded Ken juggle Ken for like a few months, and
Yeah.
that was a really grindy trick. That was kind of a milestone trick for me as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it's because like just since I started playing that genre of tricks, kind of been just like kind of predominant in the trick that has taken the most of time and the one that I've enjoyed grinding the most,
Yeah.
and meaning like just because of that, it's the trick that I've kind of just got naturally better at maybe. But
Yeah.
yeah, definitely in COVID, that was when Micah was like posting all those tricks in those series,
Yeah.
and like that was like definitely my main inspiration
It's kind
then.
of funny because it's not quite new gen, where I feel like new gen is like a bigger lines of juggles and bigger combos, but this is new gen in the sense that it has to do with Ken flips,
Yeah.
and I mean it is a juggle, but it's
A
also
juggle, yeah.
just like a new gen but only 3 seconds or something. You know, it's like always really
Yeah.
short, like
Yeah,
snappy. Right?
Yeah, I feel like that has always been a trick that really just means you just short, intense tricks, which I really like. Just also because you don't get the shakes. That's kind of what gets me sometimes. If it's just short and it's over, like hard done. And then like that really that's a fun type of trick for me. I would say it is new gen because it is just like high numbers of Ken flips and juggles, but obviously it's not like there's some degree of tech towards it when like you're chucking up that, especially when you're doing like Ken or like Ken quad Ken or trip Ken, like whatever. But when it's just like a number, juggle a number, I feel like the most tech part of it is, so when it's high numbers, is the pull up of the Ken to try to not make the palm tension out at the top. Have you ever had that? When you're trying to like pull up quad or pull up quint, and the when you pull up, the palm goes and it kind of cloud
Oh
bounces a
yeah, I
bit.
mean, I can't do a quint because of that. I'm still trying to figure that out. I could barely do a quad if I
I
just
feel
get
like
it
that.
right.
Yeah, I've just figured out how to do quints like that. But anything else, I kind of just go like really quickly do that and then do the Ken flip. That always hit that I've had, but yeah,
No,
like and then
when
bam,
I do a
bam.
quint, it's I pull it up and then I can hit quint. It doesn't look
Yeah,
pretty. And I don't have a lot of time to do a juggle,
the only person that I've seen that has done seven, so he did seven juggle seven. But he pulled up straight away like you would on a trip was Johnny Crest did that
Johnny
recently.
Cress.
So like he did the seven, pull up straight away, and somehow the timer just came up at the perfect time. It didn't tension out. If you watch that video, I think he's got a slow-mo replay somewhere. But like literally he flicks it and like the timer is just slowly comes up perfectly. And the Ken just does so many. I don't get it. I need to figure that out. Because I can do five, but six. I can do five like that, but six. I have to pull up and then flick.
What was the grind like? If you give a quick tutorial of like five, just super quick, like if you're giving me advice, how can I do
Yeah.
five without it popping?
Five. Okay. So the main things I do is so when I pull up like that, I make sure so if it's like that, like the cups, the strings going over the cup, it pulls up way harder. So it pulls up way faster. So I do my cups like that to go straight down. So that helps. Also, I put my thumb over the ring stool because you have more.
Oh,
So if you think
really?
about it, if you push there, you're pushing more of it down, so you get more rotation. Whereas if you push there with your thumb, it's not gonna go as you're gonna get a lot of flick, but you're not gonna get
Here
a
or
lot.
here?
Yeah, or I do it on the ring stool almost. So just try and get a bit higher up than you would normally feel
Oh,
comfortable.
wow. I wonder how, if Johnny does that too, because he flips his Ken so Max does too. Max just did six. You see that? Three tap, late six. And it's like so hard for me to do. I'm pretty solid at like late five, but I can't flip it quicker. I have a lot of time and I'm tall, but I can't flip it quicker. And I wonder if they push the
What
ring
for
pin.
pull up or for late?
Well, Max was doing late. But I
Yeah.
think yeah, I guess it is a bit different, right? Because you're also not only paying attention to how quick you do the Ken flip, but also where the Ken is,
I
right?
feel like pull-ups and lates are a lot more different the higher number you go, if that makes
Okay.
sense. So like trip pull-up and trip late, pretty similar, I think. But like or like singles to triples maybe,
Yeah.
they're different, but they're like kind of the same. You can kind of use the same tech on both. But
Yeah.
I feel like maybe when you're doing like fives or sixes, that's kind of all I can speak for. I've done like one, I did eight straight spike, but that's just like that in itself. I haven't done that in a combo. But yeah, when you're doing like six or five pull up, you're really focusing on not getting it to tension out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get, I feel like I can have the muscle memory to wherever I throw the timer, I know roughly how much power to put into the Ken to not make it tension out in
Yeah.
the late, if that makes sense. So And also with the late, you have to focus on when to catch the juggle kent flip, so that single kent flip in the right angle that you can push down on that. Because obviously, if you put catch the kent flip like this,
Yeah,
you're gonna
you
push
know.
down straight, so you're not gonna have a lot of power. Whereas if you catch it more horizontal, you have more like time to
Yeah.
flick down on the kent.
So I kind of interrupted you, but kind of continue on. Like, so you do the flip, and then you make sure that it's this way, and you put
Or
your
like kind of
thumb on the ring
diagonal,
stall, diagonal.
yeah,
Yeah, like.
like that kind of, just so it's not on the cup.
With Tama control, is it just like a soft toss, and you kind of get lucky to hopefully it lands?
So me and Tio, like I think about a year ago now, actually, we were trying to get a double trick. We were trying to get quad ken juggle quad ken trick spike back in like April last year, I think. And he has insane time control, obviously he's Tio, but like so he did like just the pull up, the angle's not the best.
Yeah, go
I
ahead.
just I feel like I can like show you better. So like he pulled up and the timer just came up like this, and then he tapped it and then did an extra three quarters round, like
Yeah,
most of the
perfect.
time.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be completely honest, I just chuck it up and see where it goes. No, like some
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty good at tracking it. That's what
Yeah.
helps me. I feel like wherever the timer is ending up, if you watch my clips, the timer is very rarely going roughly around that. It's normally going like, and then I can spike it. But like I
Yeah.
can feel like I can track it pretty well. And
Yeah. I was
that
looking
helps.
at a trick that I did, and yeah, the time is random. It's just that the one that I
Yeah.
did, like at NKO, it was luckily like kind of going like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was
That's a
like, oh,
common one. If
yeah.
that works, there's yeah, I'm going for a few tricks at the moment which require that, and like I feel like there's not I've been doing pretty well not controlling it, so I'm like I feel like I'm pretty good at like wherever it goes, unless it's just obviously straight up or like in a stupid
Yeah.
position, I can work with it pretty well.
Okay. Well, you know, it's one of those things too, where as you progress, you're gonna want to learn that. And
Yeah.
when you get better
I
at
mean,
it, then it might be easier for you to be like, okay, I can kind of do the same thing with the time
yeah.
every time.
Yeah, I feel like I don't get me wrong, I have definitely when I'm grinding, I have like a 15-minute period when I do try to and see if it works. And sometimes it does, sometimes I get it. But sometimes if I think about doing that, it throws my ken flip game off sometimes.
Yeah.
So like
Okay.
I don't have as strong ken flips if I'm thinking about slowly moving time, because when in that juggle part of the trick, I'm
Yeah.
mainly focusing on catching the ken in the right angle that I can like flick
Yeah.
down.
You know, for me, I was telling Elliot this, but like, if I were to really focus on the Tama, because I'm gripping the Tama more, the string will get in the way. Like, the string will react
Yeah.
differently when I do something different with my hand, you know?
I definitely get that.
Yeah, like if I was going for trip juggle trip, if I really like okay, push the Tama forward, then the string, yeah, it's I can't control the string as much.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, because in that, if we're still just thinking about that perfect genre of tricks, where it's just like not perfect, but just like that genre of tricks of like
Yeah.
just ken flip, juggle, ken flip, the tension is just gonna happen in the juggle because it's the only place where the tension can really happen.
Yeah.
So that sucks. There's a few, yeah. You can get some nasty tensions when you're doing like sixes and stuff because there's so much like oh, I've hit myself in the face so many times. Because obviously when you're flicking like that,
Yeah.
your hand's going like that. And if the string gets caught on that, there's some nasty.
Yeah.
I've had some like I think I've had a few nosebleeds when it's like a bang straight into my
Wow,
face.
really?
It was
Yeah, to
like,
send me
yeah.
those.
Yeah. To be fair, the worst ones I've had in my goon tricks. The goon tricks are rough. But that everybody has that problem, I feel like.
Yeah.
With like hitting yourself, I think I
And
did
the
send you
did you
one of the times when I because it was when you were making those compilations of people like being
getting
like
wrecked?
absolutely dying, and it was my triplet goon, triplet goon, so I catch like that, bam, and literally I caught it and the timer just went straight into like there, like it felt like my teeth, like you know when your teeth feel like they're gonna be like they're pushed back and stuff, oh it's
Bro.
awful,
Yeah,
sucks.
my brother, the first clip of that compilation is my younger brother just getting smacked in the face with the Lei Goon. And I've been doing a lot of leg goons recently, and like there's a thing where the string goes right around your thumb, and like I've been doing this triple leg goon trick, and I know like if like I'm all I'm doing is feeling that, because if I if I don't feel it and it hits my thumb and I send it, dude, it's going straight into my face.
Dude, it yeah, there are some nasty things that can happen in those. That like, oh, I don't even want to think about it. Like, the amount of injuries that you can get of kendama that you would not even think are possible, like, amazes me. Like, I
What about
don't
that
know, man.
Edwin 1, 2, 3, 4? What do you think about that?
Dude, that because he sent me that when he got it straight away.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like I was speechless. I would like it's the first trick that's like I don't even know what to say, like
Yeah.
because I hit the 1, 2, 3 like a while back.
Did you? Okay,
Amount of
yeah.
pain that is on your thumb. I remember because I listened to the Shredder one, then I can't say my finger's swollen up like that. I've seen his, like, but like literally there were points where I was like on the brink of crying, like I've because that trick I was grinding that I was grinding it for 3 days straight, and each grinding was like 3 hours, so I think 9 hours. No, but that's probably a bit too much, but like a pretty long time trying that trick.
Yeah.
And just dude, my like I think like there's some dead skin on your hand and all that, like the amount of stuff that it just does to your hand, like, and I can't imagine catching that trip. Because obviously, when I caught it, the trip done, and like that's the end of the trick. I spiked it, but then having to catch that again in that position from the trip, I physically, I don't understand how he could have done that. Like, and it was pretty clean as well, and at an event, like, so he didn't like just have infinite time to do it. So.
He's a beast.
He right now he's probably one of my biggest inspirations, Edwin. Like he's probably, I like the trip, just also his mindset as well. Just like most of the things about him, I really like Edwin. He's like he's up there for me.
Who else do you like? I mean, even back in the day, like any players that you really looked up to?
Yeah, obviously, I. There's Nick Gallagher as well. That's like,
Classic.
that's pretty obvious. Yeah, well, he was probably one of the first people I met, or not met, followed on Instagram back in like 2017. And obviously then Zach. But Alex is up there, another pretty obvious one. I'm trying to think, man.
Anybody that's
Tio
only
was up there for a
person?
while.
Tio?
I really
Okay,
like Tio's
yeah.
tricks. Because he, for a while he was experimenting with, it's on the same theme, just the Ken flip, and then he did like a Kush tap or a slowdown tap or like a something tap trade Ken flip. I really like those tricks. And he was doing like Kush stunt fast for a while. Those were insane. Oh, there's definitely some people that I'm gonna kick myself I didn't say, because there's definitely more people that. I'm really in, like, oh, yeah. Those are definitely the big ones. They're just I feel like their style, both of them, is unique. One of the main actually things that really always consistently inspired me is I talked to them about it is Nick and Zach's 20 inches later. Like I was telling them that no one really does 20 inches later like Nick and Zach do. Like
No, no.
it's pretty insane.
They're going
Like,
so hard, dude.
yeah. Like, say I had like an unsuccessful, unsuccessful filming session, and I'm like bummed out. I would just go on Instagram and just go on either Nick or Zach, and just scroll to like a random year, and just go through those, and like, it helps out a lot. Like, honestly.
It motivates you again.
Pardon?
It motivates you again. Is that what
What
you're
was that?
saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that really, like, I won't want to get the trick, and then I'll watch that those 28 tricks, and then I'll be ready to try again,
That's cool.
almost.
Do you go back and watch like old clips a lot?
My old ones.
Or no, just like other players, like.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I do that a lot. I don't. I feel like I do that maybe a bit more than most people, just
Yeah.
because I play Kendama quite a bit, and like when I get really interested in someone's play style, I like to just like kind of binge their Instagram,
Yeah.
to get like inspired by their stuff.
How much do you play? Do you have like a goal every day?
Yeah, I remember you asking other people about this. Like, I never will. I don't think I'll ever like set amount of time that I'll need to play, just because I feel like that'll make it feel a bit worky almost.
Yeah.
Just like, but I always have one in my like near me almost. Like, I generally don't haven't left the house without one in probably a few years. Like, that's probably not even a
Yeah.
joke. Like, it's there's because there's one just always in my bag that doesn't really leave my bag. There's one in like, yeah, so it's probably just there.
Yeah.
So it's not really the amount of time I play, it's just like I always have one. It's like almost like a fidget toy. Like, if I'm
Yeah.
going upstairs, I'll have it in my hand doing random stuff. Like,
Yeah. You
but
always
if
have it in
it's
your
like,
hand. Yeah.
yeah. If it's like, if you're th thinking about like grinding time though, I don't know. Like, obviously, I don't grind a post trick every day, but like, maybe like six, 7 hours a week, maybe.
Okay.
But like,
About an hour a
trying a
day?
trick, a post trick, maybe. Yeah,
Yeah.
but obviously, it's not an hour a day. It's like maybe like
Yeah.
3 hours one day, something 2 hours the other day,
Are you in high
and then
school?
one other day I might spend like. So I'm in college, but I think that is high school. College here, sixth form. So I think that is the last 2 years of high school
Okay.
in the States. So I'm the last year of that. So I'm done after this year.
Okay, what are you gonna do after?
So I'm actually for a few months I'm gonna be living with Dad and Alex, which is really cool.
No way.
Yeah, it's gonna be insane for a
In
few months, for like 3 months.
Dude, the South.
So I'm going there in July, like a month after EKC.
Okay. That's so awesome,
That's just
bro.
gonna be insane. It's still pretty surreal that I'm doing that. Like, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really cool.
You gotta report back to me and let me know how it's living with Alex and what he does just chilling every day, like tricks wise, you
Yeah.
know?
I'm excited to see what tricks I can do with like the amount of grind time that I'll be able to have, or the
Yeah.
amount of my body will be able to withstand. But I'm also planning on be going to KFC with them this year as well. So a bit of it will be in Japan,
Okay.
which would be really cool.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
exciting.
that I we because obviously I met them at EKC last year, and then we were talking about a bit about it at NACO, and it's. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. It's pretty insane, and I'm pretty hyped about it.
Yeah. Are you planning to grind for a comp? Do you have goals to win comps or are your desires elsewhere?
Like, it's obviously my dream to be good at comps, but I'm just not good at comps at the moment. Like, I still haven't. I'm just not. Like, honestly, like. As soon as I get up there, I was at BKO last year,
Yeah.
the British Open. Dude, as soon as I stepped on the stage, I was like I'm probably one of the worst for shakes. I just get so in my head. I'm definitely getting better, but
Yeah.
like over time, every comp I can see it, feel it like a bit less. But like, dude, it's still bad. Like I'm not a. I want to be, but I'm just not an open player yet. I did win a freestyle comp a few months ago, which felt really good, but I still felt the shakes on that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's every, people ask me like when they get over the shakes, and it's almost like it doesn't have anything to do with Kendama or
Yeah.
It's like a big cup again in terms of like your mental ability to be ready for a
Yeah.
comp. Like you just gotta progress just like anything else, you know? And it has nothing to do with how good you are.
Yeah.
It's just like you're new, you know, and it's just a mindset you gotta
Yeah.
learn and work through, you know?
Yeah, like, 'cause I was talking to Alex about it at EKC and Nick, and like he was just saying just like keep on doing it, 'cause I had a rough comp at NACO, like the shakes got obviously more than ever at NACO, 'cause it was my first like big, well no, I went to EKC, that's pretty big, but like it was like I was there around people that I've looked up to since I was 12
Yeah.
on stage, like dude, yeah, my freestyle run I flunked, like I hit like
Yeah,
one trick as well, and like I think I
happens
actually hit
then.
one trick and that was it. Like, and I was against Ollie. I really hope that's his name. I can't remember. He's one of the
Ollie
Cusa, and he had a
Brayton.
perfect run.
Oh, Oliver. Yeah. He's really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, Oliver. Oliver. Sorry. Yeah, Oliver.
Yeah.
And he had a perfect run at EKC, I'm pretty sure. So I was like, when I saw him and they kind of like ran it together, he ate me alive on stage. It was like
Yeah.
insane. He had another near perfect run, and I hit one trick. So, and
Yeah.
that kind of like bummed me out a bit, but I know I wasn't like, well, I knew I wasn't gonna do good because I knew I wasn't a competitor back then. But like the cut, the sh like the shakes got me even more than ever. Like I wasn't shaking, like my hand was moving back and forth almost. Like it wasn't a shake. It was like, it was a, yeah. It was not like, it wasn't normal almost. Like it was like an actual like thing. Like it was
Yeah,
awful, but
I feel you,
yeah.
man.
Hopefully it'll get better. Like when I went to this freestyle comp, Isle of Dharma, a few in it was in February. I felt quite good. Maybe probably
Yeah.
because it was like a comp with a bunch of players that I've known since I was 13 from Scotland, like the
Yeah.
SK lot. They were great. So I didn't really have a lot of nerves, and I kind of just had fun, which kind of like I still felt at shakes, but it was much less.
How far is Scotland from you?
So it's like a 50-minute flight. We drove there though, which was like, and it can be 8 hours, but we took longer
Okay.
because we took a detour on the way there.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about like Bristol and the U and UK and what people think about Kendama. If you get like you're
Yeah.
like you know you're just in high school, so if you got teased for Kendama, like what was the general vibe?
Yeah, so here at secondary school, like I think it's like, I'm trying to think, it might be like the start of middle school and the last bit, it's the whole of middle school and the first bit of high school. So that's secondary
Yeah.
school here.
Okay.
So I was playing Kendama all, I think so. I don't remember for that, but I started end up playing Kendama, which is in year eight, which is grade seven, I think. So obviously people didn't like it very much because they were a bunch of people in secondary school. And I kind of made the mistake of playing Kendama pretty regularly in the playground for a few times, and then since then I was the Kendama kid. I was like, which wasn't the best, but hey ho, it was like it was secondary school. So yeah, there was a few people that kind of like thought it was cool, and like I think one or two people bought one but never really played with it. But yeah, all the that group of friends I had, only one of them went to my school,
Okay.
so it was kind of like, when I went to school, as soon as I realized, okay, I shouldn't play this in school, I kind of just like, as soon as I went to school, it was in my bag. And
Yeah.
then as soon as I left, I stopped playing it. Like,
Okay. So never like intense
but
bullying,
college
but
sixth
just
form,
like you were
oh,
like
never
you
like
were
intense. Nah.
no. You were just like the Kendama
Just
dork kid. And
kind of,
you're
yeah,
okay
that's a
with
good way to
that.
put it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it wasn't great, but like, it didn't really
Yeah.
get to me. You know, I'm still playing, so it's like, yeah. Secondary school, or college here, sixth form, it's way like no one cares anymore. Like
No.
it's great. Like people kind of just like they're like 16 to 18. Like it's great. Like
Cool.
I still don't really play it much there. I kind of just go because obviously I can leave now. Like, I can
Yeah.
leave the school premises when I don't have lessons. So, like, I just go to like a field and film there and stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you're not gonna like play in the
Yeah.
classroom and like show off and everything, but you're just gonna,
Nah.
yeah.
Sometimes I did when it was like, well, it still is cold outside, but like, when it was like really bad weather, I was kind of tempted to do like a Nick Gallagher or Zach Gallagher and just find a classroom and film some stuff there. But I couldn't find a classroom.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, but that's like university where I think it's even cooler. It's even better. Like then you kind of can stand out with Kendama because you're different, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like just as the older you get, the like, I feel like, yeah, when you're just that young, you're kind of just going to be mean about it, or not mean about it, but just like
Yeah.
think it's weird.
It's
It's
different,
like,
and yeah, there's just like nothing better to do.
I don't really like, I'm not mad about it. I don't hold any grudges. Like, they're just, it's just kids being kids. Like, you're
Yeah.
playing with a cup and ball. I kind of don't really blame them. Like, it's a good opportunity to kind of be like, you play with a really old, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad, I am glad I didn't let it get to me and that I stuck with it, because that would have sucked if I like, I played it, like got teased and stopped, and like I'd have missed out on all of this. Like,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I've been having the most fun I ever have with it at the moment. So like,
Yeah.
I'm glad.
What tricks, what nowadays, what tricks are you going for? And if you don't want to speak on it, that's okay, but
Yeah, I've got a few. I want, like, what am I thinking? Shredwing laced the quad ken juggle, quad leg goon juggle, quad ken,
yeah.
which I was going for, but he got it and it was insanely clean, and that was great. And
Yeah.
he's just doing the most insane tricks at the moment, and I'm loving it. And but what else am I going for at the moment? I don't know. I've been trying to get a trick with a trip late in goon straight to spike.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's what I really want. I quite like
Yeah.
that. Am I breaking up?
Yeah, a little bit,
No.
yeah.
It better now? Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did I lose you? What
No,
were we
you're
up
just
to?
kind of like robot, like you're going trip goon late to, you know, late trip or inward trip goon to spike, right?
Yeah. I kind of just want, I want a trick with that as an ender. So maybe like trip tap trait late trip and Magoon straight spike.
Okay, cool.
I've also been grinding tap juggle inward goon to straight to bird. That'd be quite nice, because I got
Yeah.
inward goon, late inward goon straight to bird. So bird juggle late inward goon straight to bird. That
Gotcha.
was there. I got that one. So I want to just add a trip tap on that. And then there's just all the Ken flip lines that I'm going for.
Yeah. Do you, dude,
Like,
you are really like diving deep in these. Do something, juggle, do something, spike. Like,
yeah.
would you ever like grind taps for a while to get five tap? Do you do that too, or not really?
I did have a tap phase. I don't. I am actually posting a tap trick next, I think, or like,
Okay.
I've got a tap trick that I've got, but I don't really like grinding taps. Like, it's not the
Yeah.
most fun trick for me. Like, taps are great, but like after like four maybe, they're just stressful. I feel like six, seven, eight. Like, I do want to get the 10 at some point. I need to get that at some
Yeah.
point.
Yeah.
But I have no desire to go above 10. Like, as soon as I got 10, like,
Done.
nah, I'm done. Like, but yeah, I don't know. Taps just like my hand aches when I do them, because I'm squeezing the ball so hard, like hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've really been grinding a Ken juggle Ken variant recently, which has been rough, but I've gotten really close. But hopefully that happens soon.
So what about like a long stall line or like tray flips or stilts?
So I think cut out a bit there. Is my video good? Because
Yeah,
I feel
you're
like,
fine. Yeah.
okay, sick.
So like do you have interest in like grinding out like a long stall line or hitting like a stilt, you know, stilt banger, tray flips?
So yeah, recently, like really recently, my last like well, my last two tricks have been Lunar Tray tricks because I've been
Okay.
quite enjoying those recently. So I got deconstructed triple tray, so trip flip, trip
Oh,
bow, trip tray, and I
damn, that's
got
awesome.
thank you. I got the 1-2-3 tray as well,
Okay.
and then I also got the stilt trip tray as well.
Okay.
So those are like the last. I think those aren't my last three posts. I do think I did those two, and then there's something else, and then I did the trip tray maybe.
Okay.
But I am trying to get better at stilts just because I think they look really cool, and I've been watching Nick and Zach Gallagher do them for a while, and Elliot as well doing those insane stilt things. So I'm trying to do a few more of those. I'm trying to get like, because I never really did stilts for a while. They were like my least good trick. Like I was like really bad at them, so I'm just trying to get a bit more fluent with them, if you know what I mean. Like just trying to be able to do them pretty like
Consistently.
like not yeah not yeah like consistently, be able to like maybe like juggle to them pretty consistently, add them to like pretty like lengthy juggle lines, so like tap stilt, tap jug, trip can jug, tap stilt, stuff like that. Trays, I've always actually really liked trays. Trays has always been just like kind of my favorite trick, like singular trick, if you know what I mean. Like lunar tray flip or inward lunar tray flip, they've been kind of just like, if I was going to do one trick, like it's just satisfying. So triple trays going for a while, like finally getting consistent. So that's why I got those two lunar tray lines, because I finally learned how to flick the ken pretty consistently to get the triple tray. I listened to Shredwin, your interview with Shredwin, and offhandedly he said how you do the inward lunar flip thing, and that kind of just changed inward lunar. I could never inward lunar flip. I was like, wait, that's how you do it, and now I can find like quad inward lunar flip and stuff. So I'm trying just to do some more inward lunar stuff as well. What else was I doing? There was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember. Oh yeah, I'm also been I've really been grinding quad tray as well. That's one that I'm really trying recently. Because I saw, I got really close to it back in January. Literally, it snapped and it slid onto my finger, which like sucks. But yeah, I really want to get some more tray stuff. Because trays and stilts are kind of the one I want to get like up to my kind of like other levels. Like obviously, I'm pretty good at ken flips and late goons, which I still absolutely love. But they're kind of really hard on your hand after a while. Like they're both like the most both like painful tricks, I feel.
What's your favorite paint? Do you like sticky or cush or?
Paint. So since I started playing, I always like loved cushion clear, just because I kind of just went back in like 2018, 2017, 2018, 2017, maybe between 2019. I kind of just played Prime Customs, because that's what my old sponsor used to send me, Kanama London. They used to send me just Prime Customs because they know I liked cushion, and it was just a good maple ken, good cherry or beech timer. It's like it was consistent. It was like a good kendama. But yeah, right now, there's up there. There it is. Easy clear. Easy clear is pretty good.
Easy.
Easy clear, yeah. So it's the clear on the sole Shibui.
Oh yeah, is it the what company? The Japanese company?
Legacy. Legacy. Lega
Legasix.
Legaxis. Legaxis. That's it.
Legasix. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it
That
is
one.
good.
Can't
I
see
played with
it.
it the other
Pretty
day.
simple
It's
trick.
nice. Yeah.
I've been really enjoying Revo clear as well. I'm just looking at the rack again, but
Yeah.
yeah, there's Revo Clear is really good. I don't know, yeah, those are the pretty good trick. But I also like this that you can't just beat a good just sticky clear on. If you break it in nicely, you can get a really good just like I've always kind of been like the guy that says, oh, I'd rather have a matte paint over just a sticky clear, which I most time I still would, but like recently, I've been kind of just appreciating if you can just break in a good sticky clear, nice. Like it can be really nice.
What's the scene like in London right now? Is it small or is it okay?
London. I don't really know, if I'm honest. Like, there are a few people. I know Fletch is there, Fletch Dahmer. I'm pretty sure he's
Yeah.
in London. I don't think it's massive, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I see that Scotland is popping, but not necessarily London.
The UK scene is basically just hubbed in Scotland. Like, that is where it, like,
Yeah.
I feel like it used to be quite, it actually used to be quite big in Bristol. Like,
Okay. Yeah.
but now, look, all those people kind of moved to Wales.
Okay.
So there's quite a bit of a scene in Wales, which is not like, it's like a hour train ride. Like, it's not
Okay.
long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely very big in Scotland. I feel like everybody's kind of just spread out
Yeah.
in the UK. Like, there's no one, apart from Scotland, there's no one big, that's where everybody is. Apart from,
Yeah.
yeah, Scotland, and there used to be quite a lot of people here.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, I really appreciate talking with you. I like how we
For sure.
covered more specific trick stuff. I think that was cool. But yeah, man, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right.
It's been
Sounds
really
good. See you
fun.
later, Tim. Yeah. I'll see you at
Great.
EKC, man. Yeah.
Yeah, see you at EKC, man. See ya.
Yeah. All right. See ya.